Biohacker Brian Johnson had shocked therapy on genitals. If you're not having nighttime erections, your body has shut down critical functions. By Paul Bois on June 2, 2025. Famed millionaire biohacker Brian Johnson, founder of the Don't Die movement with a name toward an extremely long life, recently detailed his intense health regimen and use of nighttime erections as a barometer for well-being. Johnson made headlines in 2023 when he underwent focused shockwave treatment on his genitals to get the erection of an 18-year-old, which he says indicates quality health. "I have been shocked by the results. I'm now 2 months in. My subjective experience is as if my penis has gotten 15 years younger," he said at the time. Speaking with The Telegraph, Johnson said nighttime erections are a critical function of the body he regularly monitors. "Sleep is the number one performance-enhancing drug in the world. And nighttime erections are something both males and females experience, clitoral tumescence for females," he said. "It's a natural physiological process. And when the body's not getting enough sleep, it stops having them. If you're not having nighttime erections, your body has shut down critical functions," he added. In the same interview, Johnson discussed feeling chronically depressed after returning from his mission as part of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. After selling his company for $800 million, he divorced his wife with whom he shared 3 children and began his journey into the Don't Die movement. Per The Telegraph, raised as a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Johnson served as a missionary for the church at age 19, spending 2 years in Ecuador. Aged 24, he fell into a deep depression that lasted 10 years and led to him questioning the very religion his life was based around. After selling his payment processing company Braintree to rival PayPal in 2013 for $800 million, £594 million, Johnson left the church and divorced his wife, with whom he has 3 children. "I was chronically depressed for a decade. I know what it feels like to not have hope. Every moment just feels awful," Johnson said. "The greatest joy in my day is that I don't feel depressed. Even though I take so much heat in the world, so much hate is pointed in my direction, I feel great, I'm having fun and I enjoy life. So I really appreciate being alive. And that just brings me so much joy," he added. Addressing his many critics, Johnson said they are only projecting their frustrations onto him. "Most people, when they criticize me, are just talking about themselves. People lash out and they want to hurt other people, and I'm out there, so I'm a target," he said. "They want to project their frustrations and hate onto somebody else. I'm empathetic. So if I'm a vector for that, it really doesn't bother me. If I wasn't getting good sleep and feeling healthy, I think it would," he added. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X @ProlandFilms or Instagram @ProlandFilms.